感谢主带领我们这个周末一同聚集在他的跟前。
Thank the Lord for bringing us together before His feet this weekend.
每一次我们能够这样的到主的跟前，实在是一个享受。
Each time when we can come before His feet like this, it's such a joy.
好不好？在我们进入交通之前，我们再有一点简单的祷告。
Let us have further words of prayers before we start sharing.
主耶稣，我们把心中的感谢、敬拜都献给你。
Lord Jesus, we offered up the from the bottom of hearts all the thanksgiving and worship.
每次我们能够和亲爱的弟兄姊妹，就是你蒙救赎的儿女，一同聚集在你的名里面。
Each time as we can gather with dear brothers and sisters, those are the children who have received your salvation as we can gather in you.
主啊，你的同在成为我们里面深处的亮光和喜乐。
Your presence become the depth of our hearts, light and joy.
你的爱成为我们里面的滋润和力量。
And your love become the nourishment and strength within.
主啊，我们都在你里面领受了。
Together in you we received.
主啊，愿我们每一个蒙爱的儿女。
Pray that each one of us be loved by you.
我们也把自己和你所赐给我们的爱归还给你。
And we offered up ourselves and the love you've given us, we offer it back to you.
主啊，当你来救我们，并把你自己给我们做我们的满足和生命。
Lord, as you come to save us and also give yourself up, become our satisfaction and life.
愿你也得着我们成为你的喜悦和满足。
Also pray that you can gain us.To become your joy and your satisfaction.
我们把早上的聚会、交通在恭敬交在你的手中。
We once again offered up this morning's gathering and message time onto your hands.
主啊，愿你用你自己和你的话语充满每一个属你的儿女。
Pray that yourself and your words can fill each one of your children.
主啊，让我们成为一般合你心意的人。
So we can become the people according to your heart.
叫父的旨意得以成全。
So Father's will can be fulfilled.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In the precious holy name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
请我们读两节的圣经。
Please read two places of scriptures.
在历代志下。
Second Chronicles.
最后一章三十六章
The last chapter 36
:22-23
Verse 22 and 23
我们知道这两节经文呢在以斯拉记第一章第一节第二节又重复了一次
We know those two verses are being repeated again in Book of Ezra chapter 1 verse 1 and 2
我来读一下波斯王古列元年耶和华为要应验借耶利米口所说的话就激动波斯王古列的心使他下诏通告全国说波斯王古列如此说耶和华天上的神已将天下万国赐给我又嘱咐我在犹大的耶路撒冷为他建造殿宇你们中间凡做他子民的可以上去愿耶和华他的神与他同在
Now in the first year of Cyrus king of Persia that the word of the Lord spoken by the mouth of Jeremiah might be accomplished the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus king of Persia that he may proclaim nations throughout all his kingdom and put it also in writing sayingThus says Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdoms of the earth has the Lord God of heaven given me, and he has charged me to build him an house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who is there among you of all his people? The Lord his God be with him, and let him go up.
在读约翰福音第四章第二十三节。
And please read Gospel Book of John, chapter 4, verse 23.
时候将到如今就是了如那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他 因为父要这样的人拜他。
But the hour comes and now is, when the true worshipper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeks such to worship him.
这一次，主给我一点的负担，和弟兄姊妹交通神所要的敬拜和侍奉。
This time the Lord has given me the burden to share with you all about the service and worship that God seeks after.
我们一同在主的面前用三堂的时间来思想历代至上里面主给我们的信息和教导。
Together before the Lord through three messages, we meditate upon the message God has given us through First Chronicles.
历代志的作者一般人认为是文士以斯拉。
The author for Chronicles, most of people think that it's scribe Ezra.
他是生活在以色列国被掳归回的那一段时期的一个重要人物。
He's an important person who lived at a time when Israelites were being returned from their captivity.
我们知道神的儿女们在神的带领和栽培的底下。
We know that God's children, through God's leading and nourishment,
他们曾经有过一段非常美好并且在主面前蒙福的日子。
They've had such a good time and also the time being blessed by the Lord.
就是在大卫做王的年间。
And that was during the time when David was the king.
神得着大卫一个合他心意的仆人。
God has gained David, the one who's after his heart.
在凡事上面大卫遵行神的旨意。
In all things, David followed his will.
所以他能够将以色列人聚合在神的心意的里面。
So he's able to gather all Israelites in under God's will.
他们得着了一个荣耀合一的国度。
And they have gained God the glorious and the kingdom that's united.
享受神赐给他们的丰富。
And enjoy the riches that God has given them.
但是很可惜，他们的大卫的后代，他们受了环境和自己本身软弱的影响。
But unfortunately, the descendants of David were being influenced by the environment and their weakness.
他们随从他们周围的邻邦，在敬拜的事情上面失败了。
And they fail, and after all those nations, their neighbor nations to worship.
他们虽然是外表上是敬拜真神。
Although outwardly it seemed that they worship the true God.
实际上他们不仅用了拜偶像的方式来敬拜神。
But actually they worship God using the idol ways.
并且在他们心里面，在他们的生活中也真实有了拜偶像的事实。
And also in their heart, in their lives, the reality of worshiping idols enter in.
所以神就许可巴比伦帝国把他们灭亡。
So God allowed the kingdom of Babylon to destroy them.
在他们没有王国之前，神借着先知多次的去劝告他们。
Before their nations were destroyed,
提醒他们。
That the God through prophets many times to remind them.
但是神的儿女们在那个时候，他们听不进先知的话语。
But at that time, God's children did not listen to what prophets said.
神就借着先知耶利米预言说，你们要被掳，但是被掳呢有一个期限，70年为满。
Then God through prophet Jeremiah told them that you should be taken into captivity, and there's the time limit, which is 70 years.
刚才我们所读到的历代志下最后的两节经文。
The place of verse we just read, Second Chronicles.The last two verses.
先知不对，对不起，就是文士以斯拉就记载神怎样照着他的话语来带这一些被掳归回的人回到耶路撒冷。
So the scribe Ezra, according to God's words, he recorded on how God bring, according to his own words, bring back those who return from captivity.
在他们没有王国之前呢。他们在敬拜和侍奉神的事情上面已经有了失败，有了失落。
Before their nation was destroyed, they already failed and also lost in terms of worshiping God. God is the God of wisdom. The way that God resolves problems is very different from us men.
神知道他的百姓们，他们受了邻国的影响去拜偶像。
God knows that His people are being influenced by the neighboring nations to worship idols.
神先借着先知劝他们说：“你们要归回，不要从偶像转离归向我。”First,
God through the prophets told His people that you should turn back from the idols and return back to Me.
但是多次的规劝，他们听不进去。
But after many times of reminding, they could not listen.
我们的神很有恩典，很有怜悯。
And our God is full of grace and mercy.
他就说，你们既然这么喜欢拜偶像，就让你们拜个够吧。
He said that since you love to worship idols so much, then I'll let you worship idols with enough.
那个时候，人类拜偶像的首都就在巴比伦。
The capital of idol worship back then was in Babylon.
所以神就兴起巴比伦帝国来亡了以色列。
So God raised up the kingdom of Babylon to destroy Israel.
把以色列人这些拜偶像的人呢，就带到拜偶像的首都去。
And so bring those Israelites who worship idols into the capital of idol worshiping.
很奇妙的，这一班被掳的人，他们到了巴比伦，再也不拜偶像了。
It was very amazing that these people who were being captive into Babylon, they no longer worship idols anymore.
这好像我们中国人讲的以毒攻毒啊。It's
like the Chinese saying that we use poison to attack poison.
你知道神在我们身上的管教是充满了爱。The
discipline of God on us is full of love.
我们的神常常劝我们把正道告诉我们。
Our God always counsels us and tells us the right way.
但是我们常常耳朵呢，好像油，我们心呢，油蒙了心，耳朵发沉。
But our hearts are being with the fat, and also our ears grow heavy.
听是听见了，却听不进去。We
heard, but we cannot hear.
看也看见了，却好像一点都不领会和明白。We
saw, but we totally don't understand.
所以神就许可以色列百姓呢，他们到了巴比伦去。
So God allowed the Israelites to go into Babylon.
他们再也不拜偶像了。And
they no longer worship idols.
那么他们有机会回到耶路撒冷去重建圣殿，要重新恢复对神的敬拜。So
then they had a chance to return to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple and restore the worship to God.
弟兄姊妹们，他们需要引导。And
they need guidance.
他们需要神的话语。They
need God's word.
这就是以斯拉写用历史的方式。 来教导以色列百姓写历代志的原因。
And that's the reason how Ezra, through history, the way using history to teach Israelites.
我们发现历代志和列王和撒母耳记上下到列王记所记的重点是完全不同的。
We do find the main points recording Chronicles is different from 2 Samuel and the Kings.
我们看见历代志。 它的重点是讲到那个对的敬拜。
We see that in Chronicles, its focal point talks about the right kind of worship.
神所要的敬拜是什么样子？
And what is the worship that God seeks after?
就是借着大卫的一生，他在神面前的服侍，作为一个蓝图。
And that is the through the entire life of David and his service that to become a blueprint and to teach God's people.
所以我们看见呢，以斯拉他对于神的心意，他是清清楚楚的。So
we see that Ezra is very clear about God's heart.
历代志下再记南国其他的王呢，就讲到人在敬拜上面人的软弱和失败。
And in 2 Chronicles, they talk about all the kings in southern kingdom Judah and talk about man's failure and weakness in terms of worship. We thank the Lord. Our God teaches us in particular and also very balanced. Not only He tells us the way He The right way, that's according to his heart.
并且我们的神也从来不隐瞒人 天性里面的那个失败和天性里面的难处。
And our Lord also never covered up that people's nature's failure and difficulties.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们读圣经，我们看见神教导我们的一个法则。
Brothers and sisters, that's the way that how God teaches us when we read the Bible.
你知道，在神的那一面，每一件事都是美好的，啊，都是正面的。
In terms of God's side, that everything is good and positive.
你知道，所以我们中国人有一种习惯，喜欢引恶扬善，只讲好的事情，对于那个负面的都不讲了。
You know, as Chinese, we have the habit of we only talk about the positive side and try to hide the negative side.
其实不光是中国人，其实现在全世界人都这样了。我们喜欢称赞别人呢，啊，不太敢讲别人需要改进的地方。
Actually, not just Chinese, but the whole world is the same. We only like to praise others, but we don't dare to tell others what they need to improve on.
但是当神来教导他的儿女们的时候，不是这样的。
But when God teaches His children, it's not so.
神也把人每一个的失败都赤裸裸的摆在我们面前。
And God also nakedly tells us every failure of man.
为什么要这样呢？
Why is that?
神乃是要教导我们，借着这个像一个镜子一样，让我看见我自己。
God would like to teach us just like a mirror, so we can see ourselves.
这就是我们在主面前读主话语得着的帮助。
And that is the help we receive through reading His words.
好，我们讲到这从历代至上的这一次，我们用四方面来讲到神所要的侍奉。
This time through First Chronicles, we use four points to talk about the service that God seeks after.
第一章到第九章记载的是家谱。
From chapter 1 through 9 talks about genealogy.
有很多人的名字。
There are many names.
这告诉我们说，神在他所要的侍奉中。
So it tells us in the service that God seeks after.
他所重视的是那一般侍奉的人，而不仅仅是他们所做的工。
He focuses on this group of people, not just the work they do.
我们也讲到，在这些名字中，也有一些的名字呢，是神所不要的。
And among those names, there are also the names of people that God does not look at.
这给我们提醒，我们要防备我们自己里面那样的情况。
It reminds us that we have to be careful the same condition that appears to ourselves.
那么在那些正面的人物的里面，我们看见了神怎样救赎我们。
And through those positive characters, we see how God saves us.
神怎样栽培我们。
How God nourishes us.
神怎样制作我们。
How God just makes
然后神怎样把这一般有心讨神喜悦的人带进他自己荣耀永远的旨意里面。
And how God brings this group of people who's after His heart and bring it to His own glorious will.
那么这一次我和弟兄姊妹交通第二段呢，是从第十节到第十六节。
And the second point is from chapter 10 through 16.
在这一段里面，我们看见有一个重点啊，大卫呢被以色列人高为君王。
This part we see that there's the focal point that how David was made king among Israelites.
因为神将国度交给大卫。
Because God gave the kingdom to David.
我们讲到这一段的历史里面，我们看见那个属灵的意义。
And we see the spiritual meaning among this part of history.
乃是呢，神有一个心意，要在他儿女们中间掌权。
That God has a heart to reign among His children.
那么神在我们中间，在教会中掌权的实际是怎样达到的呢？
So how does this reality of God reigning in His church among us become fulfilled?
乃是借着每一个蒙恩得救的人，好，我们愿意高举耶稣基督做我们的王。
That is, through each one saved by grace, we are willing to lift up Christ Jesus to be our King.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们看见在教会侍奉中，我们每一个人都要有的学习。
That is the learning that each one of us should learn during our service in church.
当基督在每一个蒙救赎的儿女心中作王。
When Christ is the King in each one of us who are safe,
那么, 神能够在教会中得着完全的主权,
then God is able to receive all the sovereignty, authority in church.
那么我们看见大卫他做王以后就得着了耶路撒冷。
Then we see after David became the king, he gained Jerusalem.
这说出唯有合神心意的受膏者。
It talks about it's only when the anointed one after God's heart
能够把神永远的旨意确定在他儿女们的中间。
And he can ensure God's eternal purpose among his children.
就是我们蒙救赎到底是为什么？
So what exactly why that we got saved?
弟兄姊妹们，可能我们传福音的时候，我们呢告诉人你信主得祝福。
It might be that when we share a gospel, we tell people when you believe the Lord, you receive blessing.
我有时候传福音就用这个题目啊，呼求主名的就必得救。
Sometimes that I use this topic that for those who ever call upon the Lord shall be saved.
你肯到神的面前来祷告神，你无论有什么难处，神要拯救你。
If you are willing to come before God to pray to Him, regardless of whatever difficulties you have, He shall save you. So some people believe the Lord
is right.
They thought that the purpose for me to believe the Lord is to resolve my own difficulties. What we want is so little. But for God to save us, He has an even greater and more glorious will and purpose.
不仅是给每一个个人的。 并且是给教会全体的。
Not just to give individually, but also to church corporately.
就是我们今天聚在主的名下，到底是为什么？
That is what exactly is the reason as we gather in His name.
唯有神和神心意的受膏者，能够把教会带到这个目的上。
Only God and the ones anointed after God's will, who's according to His heart, can bring brother sister into this purpose.
也唯有当每一个神的儿女们。 都以神的目的做我们的目的。
And only when each of God's children to have God's purpose to be our purpose.
我们知道主耶稣才会再回来。
Then we know that Lord Jesus will come back.
那么神喜悦呢？ 在神的儿女们中间彰显他自己的儿子。
And God is pleased to reveal His Son among His children.
这就是大卫迎接约柜。 回到耶路撒冷的一个说明。
And that is the explanation of David received Ark of Covenant back to Jerusalem.
约柜在旧约圣经里面被称作见证的柜。
The Ark of Covenant in the Old Testament time is called the Ark of Testimony.
这个见证什么呢？
Testify for what?
就是神借着他的儿子来见证神是怎样的一位神。
Is that God through His Son to testify what kind of God He is.
所以使徒约翰 他写福音的时候，他回忆他所看见的，他所认识的主耶稣。
So Apostle John, when he read the book of Gospels, he reflect upon the Lord Jesus he knows and he saw.
他说从来没有人看见过神。He
said nobody has seen God.
唯有借着这位道成肉身的主耶稣，把神彰显出来了。Only
through the Lord Jesus, who was Word become flesh, can manifest God.
今天这个世界上的人，从来没有一个人看见过神。
Today in this world, nobody has seen God.
但是那位为神做见证的耶稣已经回到荣耀里面去了。
But the Lord Jesus who testified for God has already gone back to glory.
那别人怎么样能够相信神，能够看见神呢？
So how can people believe unto God and see Him?
那是借着你和我。
That is through you and me.
借着教会。
Through church.
所以教会里面需要有约柜在这里。
So the church needs the Ark of Testimony to be here.
主要借着你和我来让人信服神自己。
Lord has to use you and me to through us to believe unto God.
借着你我活出基督来。
And through us to live out Christ.
我要讲一个我在侍奉中我们聚会一位姊妹的事情。
I would like to talk about a sister who gathers among us.
有的人得救是很奇妙的。
For some people, it's amazing how they got saved.
她刚搬到波特兰来的时候，就有人邀她到聚会里面来。When
she just moved to Portland, someone invited her to come to a meeting.
那天早上不是传福音。And
that morning was not a gospel gathering.
但是她坐在里面呢，整个讲道她都听不懂。
And when she sat there, she couldn't understand the entire message.
她说每一句话我都明白，但是它的意义我一点都不知道。
She said she could understand each word, but not the meaning of it.
但是很奇妙，有一句话进到她心里面去。
But very amazingly, that one sentence just entered into her heart.
她心里面的忧虑愁苦通通出去了。
All of her sorrow and distress were gone.
她就这样信主了。
And she believed the Lord this way.
信主以后，她就盼望她的先生也信主。
So after she believed the Lord, she also hopes her husband can.
她用的方法就是用这个，在美国叫做 high pitch sales， 强迫推销的方式。
So the way she used was the high pitch sales.
她每天回家就看，你不对，你应该信主。
Every day she went home and told her husband that you're not right, then you should believe the Lord.
这么十几年了，她先生也没有信。
After all those tens of years, but her husband did not believe.
最近啊，她做了一个见证。
And recently she gave a testimony.
她说最近我们聚会了，礼拜五晚上在读箴言。
She said that recently, as we've been reading Proverbs on Friday night, 箴言里面
有很多，她说呢，我读的好像主是对我说话一样。
She felt the Lord has been speaking to herself.
她说里面有一句话，叫我们不要跟人争辩。
She said that there is a word, the proverb says that we shall not strive with others.
她说有一天晚上呢，我做饭，我们吃饭的时候。
She said that one night when I was cooking and when we had dinner.
她说我先生已经养成一个习惯，吃晚饭的时候就在餐桌上挖苦基督徒。
She said my
就是在批评他。
My husband already has a habit of always comment against the Christians during dinner.
实际上就是在批评他自己的妻子，说你看你这个样子，什么叫基督徒呢？
Actually, he's actually against just complaining against his own wife about what kind of Christian you are.
他说以往我都不没有自觉哈，每次他一讲，我就开始跟他针锋相对。
Before that, I did not realize it, but then every time when he talks about it, I argue with him.
他那一天呢，我先生一开始讲话，我里面情绪就起来了，要准备反击了。
She said that day, as soon as my husband started to talk, I got stirred up and I was ready to fight back.
这样说话的时候，忽然圣灵在里面用箴言的一句话提醒他。
As she was going to say something, then the Holy Spirit inside used the words from Proverbs.
这么一提醒他呢，他就不说话了。
Lord,
所有的理由都下去了。
When the Lord reminded her, so she kept silent, and all the reasons, excuses go away.
笑眯眯的听她丈夫讲话。
And she smiled, and listened to what her husband said.
她就去洗碗。
Then later she did the dishes.
然后他们就吃完饭各做各的事情。
And then after dinner they did their own things.
然后到了晚上睡觉的时候，她丈夫再说了一句话。
And before they go to bed at night, then her husband said.
她说奇怪，今天晚上你有一点像基督徒了。
It's so strange that tonight you become a little bit like a Christian.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做耶稣的见证。
Brothers and sisters, that's a testimony of Christ.
人要从你我身上看见耶稣。
People shall see through you and me.
如果他看见了你我身上的基督耶稣，人就相信神。
If they see the Jesus among us, then they believe God.
弟兄姊妹，是唯有合神心意的受膏者，能够在他的侍奉中把我们带到这条路上。
It's only the anointed one after God's heart, then through his service he can bring us onto this right way.
这就是昨天晚上我们和弟兄姊妹交通的。
That was what we shared last night.
这背后有很多主在我们身上的苦心带领，还有我们因着主爱的缘故我们的跟随。
There are so many God's labors and also leading on us.
那么今天我要和弟兄姊妹再往前一点。
And today we shall move forward with brothers and sisters.
我们要交通第十七章到二十二章的这一段。
We will share from chapter 17 through 22.
若是主时间许可的话，我们再交通二十二章到结束。
If the Lord's willing and the time allows, then we share from chapter 22 till the end.
十七章到二十二章，我们看见了大卫做王了以后，他起了一个心愿。要为神建造神的家。
We see that after David became the king, he has a heart to build a house for God.
我们读一下历代志上第十七章
Let's read First Chronicles chapter 17.
第一节。
Verse 1.
大卫住在自己宫中，对先知拿单说：“看哪，我住在香柏木的宫中，耶和华的约柜反在幔子里。”
Now it came to pass as David sat in his house that David said to Nathan the prophet, "Look, I dwell in a house of cedars, but the ark of the covenant of the Lord remained under curtains."
我们想这个是啊，大卫他自己在生活中他的心中的一个感触。
That's how David felt during his life.
神把国位交给了大卫。
God has given the throne to David.
所以大卫为自己建造了宫殿。
So David built his palace for himself.
那个时候，君王的宫殿可能比不上今天我们许多弟兄姊妹的家那么舒服。
Back then, the palace for kings might not be as comfortable as your homes today.
但是在那个时候已经是很舒服的房子。
But back then was already a very comfortable building.
可能有一天大卫在自己的宫殿里面，他向外看。
It might be that when David was in his palace, he looked out.
他想我住得这么舒服。
He felt that I live so comfortably.
他看到那边有一个帐篷呢，是把约柜放在里面。
And then he saw the tent where the Ark of Covenant was.
他说，你看这个对比哈，我住这么舒服，爱我的神，他住在帐篷里。
He felt what a comparison that I live such so comfortably, but the God who loves me lives in tent.
一个爱神的人，他会有感觉的。
For someone who loves God, he has feelings.
弟兄姊妹们，我们如果爱神和他的家，我们来到聚会中，对于聚会的情况，我们会有感觉的。
Brothers and sisters, if we love God and His house, as we come to gatherings, regarding the conditions in gatherings, we have feelings.
我年轻的时候，跟我一起做同伴的一位弟兄。
When I was young, there's a my companion, a brother who's my companion.
他我们都是来留学到北美来的。
We all came to study abroad overseas in U.S.
很辛苦的，存了钱就送孩子出来读书。
Parents saved a lot of money and then let their children to come out to study.
他读完书有了很好的工作，给自己买了。在很漂亮一个公园边上买了一个房子。
And after he finished studying, then he had good jobs and he bought a really beautiful house next to a park.
他很爱他的父母亲。
He really loved his parents.
他想让我父母亲不需要再工作了，就把他接到北美来住在附近。
So since his parents no longer need to work anymore, so he just brought them and to live close to him.
过一段日子他就跟我讲，他说我住在这么舒服的房子，我爸爸妈妈住那个 apartment.
So he told me often that I live in such a comfortable house, but my parents live in apartment.
他们其实应该住好一点。
They actually should live better.
所以他就跟他姊妹交通啊，我们好好的存点钱。
So he shared with his wife that let us save some money.
趁着我们还有能力，为爸爸妈妈也买一个房子。
While we are still capable, let us save money to buy the house for parents.
后来他们格林的一条街有个房子这个拿出来卖，他们立刻就把它买下来。
Then they on their neighbor's street that there was a house on sale, so they immediately bought it.
弟兄姊妹，你看见一个做儿女的对父母亲有感恩的心。
You see that as children, they have the heart for recompensating their parents.
他承认他现在所有的一切都是受之于父母的爱和恩典。
He confessed what he has received now that is all from the love and grace of his parents.
而且他想天天看到他爸爸妈妈。
And he would like to see his parents every day.
那么他就希望他爸爸妈妈住的就离他一条街而已。
So then he hopes his parents just live on next street with him.
今天有的人也爱爸爸妈妈，把爸爸妈妈住远一点。
Today that some people also love parents and they let their parents live further, so they cannot just come to bother me.
爱父母亲人不是的，他巴不得就住在一起。
It's not so with those who love the parents; they would like them to live together.
所以他把父母亲搬到旁边了。
So he just moved his parents next street.
大卫有这个心愿，因为他在神面前蒙恩了。
David has such heart because he received grace before God.
关心到神的安息。
So he cares about the rest about God.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们每一个蒙恩得救的人 心中应该被主的爱触动的一个点。
This is the point that for each one of us saved by grace should be touched by God's love.
我们真正每一个人蒙恩得救，是因为你尝到主的恩典。
For each one of us really saved by grace is because we have tasted the grace of the Lord.
什么是主的恩典呢？
What is the grace of the Lord?
啊，就是主的同在的显现。
That is the manifestation of His presence.
啊，我们尝过了。
We have tasted.
我们就知道那个是极其宝贵的。
And we know that is so precious.
我们神非常喜欢和人同在的。
Our God really is pleased to be with man.
那么我们无论到哪里去，我们盼望我去的地方，那就是神安息的地方。
Regardless of wherever we go, we hope that the place we go is the place that God can find His rest.
弟兄姊妹，这就是教会的意义。
Brother, sister, that's the meaning of church.
教会就是神能够与人相会。
That is, church is the place God can meet man.
教会的聚会，不是人与人在这里聚会。
The meetings in church is not just meetings among men.
而是我们一同聚集在神的同在的里面。
It's that together we gather in God's presence.
弟兄姊妹，这是你我的爱慕，也是你我的一个责任。
Well, sister, that's our desire as well as our responsibility.
今天很多神的儿女们认为教会就是办宗教活动的地方。
Many of God's children today, they saw that church is the place for religious activity.
那宗教活动里面包含唱诗歌。
So religious activities,
所以就有诗班来表演
including singing hymns,
宗教活动里面也要读圣经，所以就有人代替我们读给大家听。
And in religious activities, we also need to read Bible, so there are people instead of ourselves read for us.
宗教活动还包括呢讲道，我们就有人讲道给我们听。
And also religious activities including preaching, so someone preaches for us.
宗教活动还包含了大家要彼此相爱，所以很多的社交的活动。
And religious activities including that we shall love one another, therefore there are social activities.
我不晓得你有没有这种观念。
Brother, sister, I don't know if you have such concept.
如果你真正重生得救，尝过主恩典的滋味。
If you are truly born again and have tasted His grace.
我们到任何一个神儿女们的聚会。
When we go to any one of the gathering of God's children.
我们心中有个爱慕，我要在那里遇见我的主。
And we should have a desire that we should meet our Lord there.
像我得救那一个时刻被主遇见一样。
Just like the moment when I got saved, I was being met by the Lord.
那是完全不同的聚会。
That is a completely different gathering.
大家唱诗歌的时候，我们像刚刚唱的，我的心会跳的。
Just like what we sang just now, our heart would jump.
别的弟兄姊妹祷告的时候，我心里面会有回应的。
When other brothers and sisters pray, my heart will echo.
圣经上面讲到深渊与深渊响应的，弟兄姊妹，因为神的同在在他的里面也显在我的里面。
The Bible says that the echo of echo in the valley, that is because the Lord's presence in them also is in me.
为什么呢？因为在那里有神家的实际，神愿意来到这个地方回家。
Because there's the reality of God's house, so God is willing to come here as He come back home.
这是大卫心里面的一个爱慕，他的心愿。
That's the desire and will in David's heart.
他说：“愿我的神能够在他儿女们中间得着安息。”
He said that, "Pray that my God can find rest among His children."
愿他的约柜能够回到他安息之处。
And His Ark of Covenant can return to the place of His rest.
这是在诗篇132篇呢，大卫的儿子所罗门登基的时候，追溯他父亲过去的心愿所写的诗。
And that's what Solomon wrote in Psalm 132 when he got on the throne, when he reflect upon David's will back then.
弟兄姊妹们，你知道，当我们爱慕神的同在的时候。
Brothers and sisters, you know as we have desire of God's presence,
仇敌就来破坏我们。
An enemy also come to destroy us, to attack us.
所以你看大卫啊，他为神有了建殿的心意。
So as David has the heart to build a house for God.
有好长一段的篇幅啊，从十八章一直到二十章，我们看见神就帮助大卫制服他的仇敌。
There are many chapters, start from chapter 18 through 20, that God helps David to conquer his enemies.
神借着先知拿单呢，回答大卫的心愿。
God through prophet Nathan answered the will of David.
在 在十七章第四节到十五节。
In chapter 17, verse 4 through 15.
神说，你原来是一个牧羊人，现在我把你拉出来做了君王。
God said that originally you were shepherding the flocks, but now I draw you out to become the king.
我这边稍微提一点点。
I'll just mention briefly.
在神的心中啊，要训练一个君王最好的方法是让他先去牧羊。
In God's heart, the best way to train a king is to let him shepherd the flocks first.
你知道，神训练摩西，就是让他从做王子变成一个牧羊人。
When God trained Moses, that he made Moses from being a prince to become someone a shepherd.
每一只羊都是他认识的，每一只羊都是他宝贵的。
He knows each one of his sheep and he's precious of each sheep.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是做君王很基本的一个学习。
That is the most basic learning of being a king.
这跟世界上的管做管理阶层是何等的不一样。
How different that is to be like the management level in the world.
摩西在旷野被神训练了四十年，就能够带领以色列百姓两百多万。
Moses was being trained in wilderness for 40 years, then he was able to lead 2 million people of Israelites.
当他们失败的时候，摩西没有说哇，你惩罚他们，因为他们不配。
When they fail, Moses did not tell the Lord that Lord just discipline them, punish them because they are not worthy.
摩西到神的面前祷告说：“主啊，求你怜悯。”
Moses prayed before God and said, "Lord, have mercy, forgive them."
不然的话，你就把我的名和我的家的名从册子上抹掉。
Otherwise, just blot out my name and blot out the name of my household.
我愿意代替他们。
I'm willing to be in their stead.
弟兄姊妹，这个是神心中所要的君王。
Brothers and sisters, that's the king after God's heart.
所以今天呢，世界上人是凭才干、凭势力、凭自己的能力去得着权柄。
Brothers and sisters, today the people in the world is by their own strength and capability to gain the power.
神说，告诉大卫，提醒大卫，你原来是个牧羊人，现在你做君王，你依然要用牧羊人的心来带领的百姓。
And God reminded and told David that you were a shepherd before, and now you are a king. Therefore, you should continue to lead your people as the heart of as a shepherd.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等样的爱
？What kind of love is that?
摩西是这样，大卫也是这样。
How Moses was so David.
那么第二个点，神说你要为我建立家，但是你周围有这么多的仇敌，怎么可能有平安？
And second point is that God said that you should build my house, but you have so many enemies around you. How can you have peace?
所以神说，我要与你同在，并且我要为你制服周围所有的仇敌。
So God said that I shall be with you, and I will subdue all your enemies around you.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们要爱慕神的同在的时候
，Brothers and sisters, as we desire of God's presence,
愿意在教会的聚会里面，照着神的心意侍奉的时候。
As we are willing to serve according to God's will in the meetings.
有许多的意见，有许多的个性，有许多的拦阻出来。弟兄姊妹，这好像就是大卫所遇见的仇敌一样。
Then you will realize there are so many different opinions, personalities, and difficulties, obstacles come out. That's like the enemy of David.
第十四章一直到二十章，我们看见了大卫征战好几种的仇敌。
Then start from chapter 14 till 20 that we see there are so many different types of enemies of David.
第一个是非利士。
First is the Philistines.
有人讲到非利士人呢，他们是一般相信鬼神的人。
Some people say that the Philistines are those who believe into ghosts or spirits.
非常的迷信的一般人。
They're very superstitious.
所以你讲神呢，他不管是什么，他也喜欢来跟你一起混在一起。
So when you talk about God, they also just want to mingle around together.
基督徒讲的神呢，他说我什么神都信，你们的神我也信。
So when talking about the God Christians believe, Philistines also say, I believe so.
那么你也可以照我的方法来敬拜你的神。
And they say that you can also worship according to my way to worship your God.
这个今天在人的意念深处啊，是我们的难处。
And that's a difficulty in the depths of our mind.
第二个是仇敌哈。
The second enemy.
我们看见有摩亚。
Is Moab.
摩亚呢？说出啊，人的用 用情感，人的情欲。
Moab is the lust and the emotions of man.
啊，今天很多时候我们用情感，我们来代替灵里面的侍奉。
Most of the time, we use our own emotions to be instead of the service in spirit.
所以保罗在提摩太后书讲到，在第一世纪他要离世以前。
So Paul in 2 Timothy in the first century before he was going to the Lord.
他说那个时候教会的光景有一种听道的欲。
So back then in the condition church, there's the desire, the lust to listen to preachings.
要听呢，叫耳朵这个能够抓止痒的那个道，不喜欢听神的话语。
They would like to listen to messages that for the ears to tingle, but they do not like to listen to God's word.
啊，今天我们看见了，有人喜欢知识。
We know that some people today love knowledge.
喜欢哲学。
Some people like philosophy.
有人喜欢呢这个心理学。
Some people like psychology.
所以在神的儿女们中间，当我们敬拜侍奉的时候，充满了这些的话语。
So today among God's children, when we serve and worship, it's full of this kind of word.
有人喜欢艺术。
Some people like art.
把教会弄得这个很有音乐气息。
Or they make church become very full of musical.
但是主会不会在这种情况里面与我们同在呢？不会的。
But would God's presence be with us like this? No.
弟兄姊妹们，这些都是我们要胜过的。
Those are the things we need to overcome.
那么还胜过亚兰。
And also overcome Aaron.
我们的亚兰呢，其实是以色列人的亲戚啊。
Actually, Aaron are the relatives of the Israelites.
因为亚兰的祖先呢，就是利百加的父亲他们那一辈的。
Because the fathers of Aaron are the father of Rebecca.
我们的利百加呢，嫁给了以扫。
Rebecca married to Isaac.
他们中间有这个扯不清的这些人际关系。
They have all kinds of human relationship within.
弟兄姊妹，在神的家中，人情也常常是一个难处。
Brother, sister, in God's house, the human relationships is also a difficulty.
啊，什么时候一有人情，在属灵的事情上面，我们就忽略了。
Whenever there is some kind of relationship with one another, then we neglect the spiritual thing.
那么还有以东。
And there's Edom.
以东啊，是以色列的这个双胞胎兄弟。
Edom are the twins of Israel.
就是以扫的后代。
That's the descendant of Esau.
我们第一天曾经讲到，以扫代表属地的。
The first day we mentioned that Esau represents earthly.
啊，我们知道属天的，它的性质是在灵里面。
We know that the nature of heavenly is within the spirit.
但是属地的，它的是在魂的里面的。
But those who are earthly is within the soul.
是在肉身中的。
In flesh.
啊，我们所以有人讲了，有一种的喜乐叫做灵里面属天的喜乐。
So people say there's a type of joy that's the spiritual joy within the spirit.
有一种的快乐是人的这个魂里面的快乐。
And there's a kind of happiness that's within people's soul.
这些都会叫人模糊，并且用来取代神的同在。
And it all make people confused and in place of God's presence.
所以有一些在真理上面讲究的弟兄们呢，就说哈，基督徒啊，只有 joy， 不应该有 happy。
And so there are those who are very precise in truth. They say that Christians should only have joy and not happiness.
我倒觉得我两个都有。
And I feel I have both, and they are not contradicting with one another.
但要我说哪个宝贵呢？我说那个 joy 比 happy 要宝贵。
But which one is more precious to me? Joy is more precious than
happiness. 因为那个 joy 是在灵里面主赐给我的。
Because the joy is from within the spirit which God gives me.
我吃到很好吃的一盘菜呢，我也很快乐。我不会说故意说这个不好吃，这个是肉体。
And just like
不能这样说，对不对
？When I eat something that's delicious, I'm still happy, and I will not just say, "Oh, it's not good."
但是那个可以享受，但是那不是我追求的目标。
I can enjoy this, but that's not the purpose I seek after.
我的目标是来在这里啊，所以保罗讲的。神的国不在乎吃喝，你在乎什么呢？公义、平安和圣灵中的喜乐。
So Paul says that the kingdom of God is not regarding what you eat or drink, but is regards to righteousness, peace, and joy in spirit.
所以神的家里面呢是属天的。
So the God's house is heavenly, and He's in rain.
完全是在灵里面的,
it's all in spirit,
而不是在外面讲究,
and not something outward.
今天很多人在外面非常的讲究, 但灵里面是空的, 那不是神的安息。
There are many people today, they care about outward things, but within is empty, and that's not the rest of God.
这些仇敌都要制服。
We know that we have to subdue all those enemies.
教会侍奉里面呢，我们头十几年呢，都要和弟兄姊妹一再的解释。
So during the first tens of years, during the service in church, we have to explain over and over again.
为什么我们诗歌唱这些诗歌，不唱那些拍手啊、站起来、闭上眼睛摇手的诗歌？
Why is that we sing this kind of hymns and not the type of hymns which we just stand up and wave our hands?
我不晓得在 New Ark 弟兄姊妹有没有碰过这些的。 这些的问题,
I don't know if you, brothers and sisters here face such issues. It's not easy.
我们要把弟兄姊妹带到灵的敬拜里面, 真是不容易啊。
It is so hard to bring brothers and sisters into
the spiritual worship.
Because everyone is so used to the outward things.
今天呢, 我们知道, 在西方文字里面, 把 spirit, 跟魂呢, 有时候也不会分了。
Actually, in the Western world, that it's very hard to separate spirit and soul.
所以有时候你去看球赛呢，你看啊，全场轰动，那个 commentator就说，哦， spirit is high.
When you go to ball games and you see everybody is so excited, and the commentator says, oh, the spirit is high.
但是真正认识神的人说，那不是 spirit， 那个是 soul 里面的活动。 你顶多能够说他的 morale is high.
But for those who really know God, you know that's not from the spirit. That's the activity within the soul. You might say that the morale is high.
Morale.
Morale.
弟兄姊妹，那是一个士气的问题。那不是灵。但是今天很多人把那个东西也搬到教会里面来，以为那个就是灵。
That's only morale, but it's not the spirit. But many people today, they think that should be done in church.
这个必须在我们里面被制服，神才能够建造他的家。
Those should be subdued within us, then God can build His house.
还有亚门
and Ammon.
亚门呢，代表肉体里面那个不讲理的那个情形。
Ammon means within our flesh. That's without any reason. That's the unreasonable part of flesh. They just force to do things.
今天有的时候我们一有一个冲动啊，不管别人怎么管，我就是要做。Today
when we got excited, regardless of what other people think, I just do it my way.
所以你看以色列人碰到亚门的时候啊，常常要跟他们讲，事情不是这样的，历史上面这个地也是我们的，不是你们的。
So when Israelites face the people of Amorites, they have to say that this is not so. Back in history, this land belongs to us.
弟兄姊妹，这都是神在我们中间得着安息，建造他家，我们会有的经历。Those
are all the experience through the process which God can receive rest to build His house.
我个人感觉，我过去这么将近30多年的侍奉，主在这些点上教导。
The Lord has been teaching me through my more than 30 years of service this point.
We need
the Lord to help
us.
To overcome what the world has brought us in our natures.
那么神还说, 你的仇敌被制服，我还要先帮你建立你的家。
And God also say, after your enemies are being subdued, I should also first help you to build your house.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们真实的在侍奉敬拜上，为着神的安息，寻求神家的实际。
If truly we seek after the reality of God's house for His rest and during our service,
我们肉身的家要蒙主保守。
Then our fleshly home shall be kept by the Lord.
我这个话不一定是。 可以拿来做一个证明，但是现象说出一种情形。
My words cannot be proven, but different conditions express this.
我们看见很多爱神的家的弟兄姊妹，他们的家都很好。We
see that many brothers and sisters who love the Lord, they have a good family.
连他们的儿女都很好。And
also they have good children.
那些天天去讲教养儿女的，他们儿女很多麻烦。
For those who often talk about how to educate their children have much difficulty.
这句话哈, 准确不准确,
you can examine whether what I say is true or not.
我碰过好多爱主的弟兄姊妹他们家他们儿女啊出来就有一种恭敬敬虔的态度。
I see that many brothers and sisters who love the Lord, their children have such godly and respectful
attitude.
Because those parents, they have fearful heart toward God's presence.
有些人在外面很多活动,很多侍奉的,但是他们儿女呢,不怎么样。
Some might have a lot of different activities or services, but their children are just okay.
我可能会错啊,所以请弟兄姊妹,你们自己去检验。
I might be wrong, therefore please examine what I said.
大卫说,我要为神建造一个殿,神说,我先为你建造你的家。
David said, I would like to build a house for God, and God said that, let me build your house first.
而且我要赐给你一个儿子,可以为我来治理我的百姓。
And I would like to give you a son who can govern my people for me.
弟兄姊妹,这是我们肉身中可以经历的。
But sister, that's what we can experience in our flesh.
但愿我们都这样蒙神的祝福。
Hope that we can all be blessed by God this way.
我们看见建殿有一个过程,就是需要制服一切的仇敌。
So we see there's a process of building the house that is to subdue all the enemies.
因为撒旦最不喜欢看见人 中间得着神的同在,
because the thing that Satan does not like to see the most is that God is that man receive God's presence.
然后接下来到了21章,
and then it comes to chapter 21.
大卫虽然有心为神建殿,但这个殿该建在哪里呢?
We see that although David has a heart to build the house for God, but where shall this house be?
21章呢, 是神借着大卫, 得着了建殿的那一块地。
So in chapter 21, God through David has taken the land for building the house.
这个讲到教会的那个，请原谅我用以往主的仆人们用的这个，叫做教会的立场。
So let me forgive that I used the word which other servants of the Lord said that that is the
church ground.
The church ground.
我们知道教会的根基是基督。
We know the foundation of church is Christ.
但这个根基它建造在一块地上，那个地叫做那个 ground， 那个立场。
For the foundation to be built, and that place is called ground.
这个立场到底应该是什么？
So why exactly this ground?
今天有人的立场说，我们是华人，所以我们就是华人教会。
Some people say that because we are Chinese, so it's a Chinese church.
有人说这我们是相信因信称义的，所以我们就是信义派。
Some people say that because we believe in justification by faith, and therefore we are.
We are the Lutherans.
The Lutheran.
有人说我们呢是受浸的。
And some say that because we are saved by baptism,
so we are the
Baptist.
神非常重视那一块地，那个立场。
Brothers and sisters, God is paid so much attention to the ground. 因为这关乎我们在主面前聚会，神能不能得着他的家。 Because it has to do when we gather before Him, whether God can gain this house.
神的家是所有人，只要来寻求他的面，神都接纳的。
God's house is that He accepts whoever comes to seek after His face.
你持着某一个来跟别人有一个分别，这个不行的。
It's not that we hold on to our ground and then separate from others.
所以主在这里许可大卫失败。
So here, Lord allowed David to fail.
弟兄姊妹们，这个点啊，我想这不是传，我这次来不是传福音啊。
I'm not here to share gospel.
我这次和弟兄姊妹交通，可能有很多点，可能比较。 比较硬一点，请大家好好的接受。
There are many tough points which I share with you this time, so please accept.
因为我们盼望我们在地上，我们的劳苦，我们的摆上，我们所有的侍奉都有永远的价值。
Because we hope our labor, what we offer up, and all of our services have its eternal value while we're on earth.
这些被掳归回的人，他们付很大的代价。 把所有在巴比伦所得着的，通通放下， 回到那荒凉的耶路撒冷。
Those people who return from captivity, they have paid such great price. They have laid down what they have in Babylon and returned to Jerusalem, which is desolate.
神很珍惜，也很重视他们的牺牲。
And God is so precious and pays so much attention
to their
price they pay. So God
teaches them.
So God said that you should receive the eternal value.
弟兄姊妹，这也是今天主借着这一卷书向我们说的话。
And brothers and sisters, this is also the things God tells us through this book.
要我们聚会，聚得有永远的价值。
So as we gather, there's eternal value.
我们的侍奉有永远的价值。
Our service also has eternal value.
我们的眼泪，主能够把它收到皮带里面。
And God can gather our tears into His vessel.
所以大卫这一段的经历是非常宝贵的。我讲七个点。
So this experience of David is so precious. I will share 7 points.
第一个点，大卫还不知道他里面还有己，还有自己的生命。
First, David did not realize he still has self in him.
所以撒旦起来攻击以色列人，他们怎么攻击呢？攻击那个做王的。
So Satan stood up against Israel, which is to attack the king.
弟兄姊妹，所以今天撒旦攻击教会啊，不是全面的攻击。他是攻击那些教会负责弟兄姊妹。
So when the Satan attack church, it's not to attack everybody, but attack those who are responsible brothers and sisters.
属灵的征战在负责弟兄姊妹的心思意念里面。
The spiritual warfare is within the mind of those responsible brothers and sisters.
负责弟兄和负责弟兄常常意见不合，那是撒旦的攻击。
So you see when responsible brothers have some opinions against one another, that's the attack of Satan. I just don't agree with him.
我要那样做。
I would like to do this way, he wants to do that way.
我们如果认识主，我们要警醒。
If we know the Lord, we have to watchful.
要停下来。
Have to stop.
我们要好好的主面前俯伏。
We have to prostrate before the Lord.
我们看见撒旦呢，就激动大卫去数点民数。
We see that Satan stir up David to number the people.
这要大卫啊，看，你看，我做王，现在版图人数都比扫罗多。
David said that, see, now I'm the king. My boundary and also people are more than Saul.
这是他的己的骄傲出来。
That's the pride of himself comes out.
弟兄姊妹，立刻就遇见神的审判。
Immediately he faced the judgment of God.
神不喜悦这数点百姓的事。
Verse 7 says God was displeased with this thing.
结果灾祸呢，是临到所有弟兄姊妹。
And the plague came upon all the brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，所以今天特别在教会中负一点责任的，你是青少年的带领，或者服侍儿童，或者是服侍福音聚会，弟兄姊妹，不光是你个人一个人的事情。
So those brothers and sisters who are serving, such as those who minister unto young people or teens, or even serve the gospel, it's not just your own thing.
我们若是行得对，合神的心意。
If we do the right thing according to God's will, then many people are blessed.
如果我们行得不对，许多的人受灾。
And if we do the wrong thing, then many people also suffer.
我们看到第八节，大卫啊，真是好，他立刻到神面前祷告认罪。
We see that how good David was, that immediately he came to confess his sins and pray before God.
他说：“我行这事大有罪了。”
He said, "I have sinned greatly."
他说：“现在求你除掉仆人的罪。”
I beseech thee, remove the iniquity of thy servant.
弟兄姊妹，我们祷告哈，我们常常求主遮盖我的罪。
When we pray, we often ask the Lord to cover our sins.
我遮盖呢，你揭开来还在那里。
Actually, if just cover, then when you just remove
the
cover, it's still there.
不是遮盖了，是除掉。
Lord's work is not to cover, but to remove.
所以呢，新约圣经讲到宝血是洗净我们的罪。
So in the New Testament, talk about the precious blood to cleanse our sins.
主耶稣是神的羔羊，在十字架上是除去我们的罪。
Lord Jesus, the Lamb of God on the cross, is to remove our sins, not to cover.
这是神的工作，遮盖叫什么？叫做 cover up。这是世界上的人用的方法。
That's the work of God. The worldly people use to cover up.
对不对？我们一碰到事情出了难处，我就 cover up， 都是别人，不是我。
When we face some difficulties, we try to cover up our what we have done wrong. It's all other people have done.
但主在我们身上做工，我们服在主的手中呢，我们求主除掉。
But when the Lord works upon us, as we bow before Him, we ask the Lord to remove it.
我们看见大卫在这个点上, 那个牧人的心出了。
We see that David has the shepherd's heart.
他说, 我行的真是愚昧。
He said, how foolish I have done.
弟兄姊妹, 一个领袖肯认错, 不容易的。
Brothers and sisters, it's not easy for a leader to confess his sin.
在教会里面稍微负一点责任, 肯下来, 那是不容易的。
For those responsible people in the meeting, if they are willing to humble, it's not easy.
但是这是神的家建造, 必须要有的。
But that's the necessity for the building of house of God.
如果我们负责弟兄们总都是对的, 弟兄姊妹, 教会可能还不是神的家。
If all the responsible brothers and sisters are always right, then church might not be the house of God.
接下来到16、17节我们看见, 大卫在那里为神的百姓代祷。
And in verse 16 and 17, we see that David pray for his people.
大卫祷告神说, 吩咐数点百姓的不是我吗?
David prayed that is it not I that command the people to be numbered?
是我犯了罪,
it's me that have sinned and done the evil.
但这一群羊做了什么呢?
But as of those sheep, what have they done?
你看,
this shepherd really become the king.
他说呢, 愿耶和华我神的手攻击我和我的父家。
O Lord, my God, be on me and on my father's house.
不要攻击你的名,
not on your people.
因此我每次读到这里我就很受感动。
Every time I read here, I feel so touched.
我们在教会祷告生活中啊, 如果常常听到负责任的弟兄姊妹这样祷告, 那神的家就充满了 和谐，充满了温暖。
In our prayer life in church, if we often hear the responsible brothers pray this way, then God's house is full of God's love and warmness.
这告诉我们说，大卫他不仅认错，而且接受管教。
It tells us that David not only confessed his sins but accept discipline.
他说：“主啊，管教该落在我的身上和落在我的家身上，不要落在弟兄姊妹身上。”
He said that, Lord, the discipline should be on me and my father's house, but not on brothers and sisters.
这是何等的宝贵啊。
How precious this is.
主在这里满足了。
Then the Lord is satisfied here.
所以立刻神就吩咐天使告诉先知加德。
Then immediately, the Lord asked the angel to tell the prophet Gad.
你告诉大卫要献祭。
Tell David to offer up sacrifice.
所以大卫就买了这个阿尔南的禾场。
So David bought the threshing floor of Arnon.
阿尔南呢说，我王啊，这块地还有献祭用的牛，所有的财我都送给你。
And Arnon said that, my king, I'll just give you all this land and also all the oxen for the burnt offering.
大卫说，不要。
And David said no.
我岂能白得你的恩典呢？
How can I just receive your grace in vain?
他就用600色克勒的金子把它买下了。
And he asked for how much this is, so he bought this for 600 shekels.
所以神的家里面没有一点欠人的人情。
So in God's house, there's no fall short of with another people.
We don't take man human favor. 我们不接受人的这个人情的。
Now, we don't take a human favor.
因为我们活在神的面前接受神的管教。
Because we live before God and accept His discipline.
弟兄姊妹, 这些都是我们在主面前该有的学习。
Those are all the learnings we should have before the Lord.
然后大卫就照着神的吩咐献祭。
Then David offered up according to God's commandment.
他在那里重新把自己分别出来。
And once again, he set himself apart.
这第六个点, 第七个点, 我们看见那一块立场, 那个地基是什么?
And the seventh point, we see what's the foundation of that land.
斯百克弟兄讲禾场就象征着十字架的对付。
Brother Spark says that threshing floor means the gilding of the cross.
为什么呢? 因为把那出于生命的和那个糠皮把它分开来。
So it's the separation of what is all from life and all from the
这是教会该有的一个 原则。
And that's the principle of church.
那么这个何尝呢？在这个撒母耳记下说是属于亚劳拿的。
And in the Second Samuel, it says it's the threshing floor of Arnona.
啊，那么在这里呢是属于阿尔南的。
And here it says it's the threshing floor of Arna.
有人熟悉以色列的典故的人说，这是以色列中一个非常美的故事。
And those who understand about Israel, it says that it's a beautiful story among Israelites.
阿尔南和亚劳拿原来他们是兄弟。
Arna and Arnona, they are brothers.
他们从父母呢共同承受了地业。那块禾场是他们共同有的。
They accept the common inheritance from their parents, and that's what they inherit commonly, the threshing floor.
这个哥哥成家了，有孩子。
When the older brother got married and have son.
这个弟弟呢还是单身。
And the brother is still single.
他们每年呢到了收获的时候，哥哥的这个收获呢在一堆。弟弟的在另外一边。
And each year at the time of harvest, this group is for the brother's harvest, and that part is the younger brother's harvest.
有一天晚上，这个哥哥睡觉是睡不着，他想到我弟弟还单身呢，他要成家需要费用。
And one night, the elderly brother could not sleep, and he felt that as my younger brother is still single, so he needs to get married and he needs to have some money.
他爱弟弟的心就起来了，他就想到我。晚上他就祷告，他晚上我把我的收获拿一半去给我的弟弟。
So as he has a heart that loves his brother, so that he thought, I just move half part of my harvest to
去帮助他的弟弟
to help my younger brother.
结果弟弟那天晚上也睡不着。
And also the younger brother that night could not.
想到我哥哥呢成家了，这个负担很沉重了。
And he felt that my older brother already got married, so he has to. More economical burden.
我一个人呢，这个用不了这么多，所以他也祷告，半夜穿上衣服起来，也把他的一半挑到他哥哥那里去。
And I myself don't need to use so much. Therefore, he also prayed and also put half of his harvest to help his brother.
结果早上起来，两个人看呢，怎么还是一样多呢？
So when they wake up in the morning, when they see the harvest, they still
do the same thing.
And they did again the next night.
终于有一天晚上，他们同时去做，碰到一起。
And eventually that one night they met one another.
他们讲出他们做事的原因。
And they told each other the reason they did this.
兄弟就抱在一起。
And they hug one another.
那个弟兄的爱，神的爱充满他们。
That's the brotherly love and the love of God fills them.
弟兄姊妹，这是神所喜悦的。
And that is why God is pleased.
在教会历史中，十九世纪，在欧洲有一批弟兄们，他们讲这个点。
In church history in Europe, 19th century, there's a group of brothers. They talk about this.
先是在十七世纪，在德国。
First in 17th century in Germany.
那是教会一个荣耀的光景。
And then come to 19th century, that was a glorious condition in church.
大卫献了祭以后就说，这就是神家的那块地基。
So after David offered up the burnt offering, he said that this is the ground for God's house.
这是神家建造的原则。
And that's the principle for building God's house.
所以在这里，我们不再分彼此。
So here we are no longer just separating one from another.
反而我们彼此什么？彼此相爱，彼此相助，彼此相顾。
We should love one another, help one another, and care about one another.
也彼此相劝。
And also console with one another.
神的家在这里被建造起来。
And that's the beginning of house of God.
我想我要快快的讲。
I shall share quickly.
接下来呢，大卫就为神预备建殿的材料。
And then David starts to prepare the material for building the house of God.
我们看见他要建殿时候呢。他先是立他的儿子所罗门做王。
So to build the house of God, first he make his son Solomon the king.
神告诉他说，因为你啊是个战士，征战了，你手上流了太多人的血。
God told David because you are a warrior and you have shed the blood of many.
我的家不能够有血的痕迹。
There should be no blood in my house.
因为我的家是平安的家。
Because my house should be the house of peace.
所以我要给你一个儿子, 他的名字叫做平安之子。
So I should give you a son, and his name is the Son of Peace.
那就是所罗门的意思。
That's the meaning of Solomon.
弟兄姊妹们, 所以真的要有神的家的那个实际啊, 我们每一个人都要做平安之子。
So in order to have the reality of God's house, each one of us should be the Son of Peace.
我年轻的时候有弟兄们告诫我,
When I was young, there were some brothers remind me.
他说你和弟兄之间啊, 即便有这个很大的差异,
Even if there's a great difference between you and other brothers,
啊, 永远不能相争,
but you definitely cannot argue and strike with one another.
但是绝对不能够脸红脖子粗。
You can express your opinions, but you cannot get angry.
如果别人不能接受, 千万不能撕破脸。
If others cannot accept you, your opinions, but definitely cannot just break up.
啊, 一定要维持那个和睦。
Have always keep the peace,
这叫做平安之子,
harmony, and that's the Son of Peace.
啊, 这就是以弗所书第四章第一节到第三节讲到那个合一的性格。
And that's what the book of Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 1 to 3 talks about the character of being united.
所以有一个弟兄他讲得很好, 在教会里面不是个个人都喜欢我, 对不对?
So a brother,
我有我的脾气, 我有我的个性。
A brother says that in church, not everyone likes me because I have my temper, my personality.
我有我的作风,
I have my way of doing things.
那个不喜欢我的人呢, 在我心里面就是个疙瘩, 对不对?
And then there seems to be something in me for those who do not like me.
你碰到这个人的时候, 你要称他做亲爱的讨厌弟兄。
And when you see this person, you should tell him that, dear brother whom I don't like.
或者是讨厌的亲爱弟兄,
or the,
不管怎样, 你还是亲爱的。
Or the brother, although I don't like you, but you are dear to me.
那讨厌是因为我们在魂生命里面, 我们的差别。
This kind of disliking is because there's a difference in our soul life.
要让主把它对付掉, 那就是何尝的经历。
But we need the Lord to deal with it, and that's the experience treasuring for.
那个亲爱, 那是讲到弟兄相爱。
And this dear talks about brotherly love.
那是神所喜悦的。
That's what God is pleased.
弟兄姊妹, 这拉到经历里面, 这是一个很长的过程。
Brothers and sisters, when it comes to experience, it's such a long process.
我看很多聚会, 走在这条路上, 开头就摇摇摆摆痛苦。
We see there are so many gatherings walk on this way. It's full of shaking and suffering.
经过十几年二十年, 大家还在一起聚会。
After 10 or 20 years, but people still
gathered
together. And then we can taste the feeling of brotherly love.
用做菜来讲, 有火候了。
Just like when we're cooking, we feel that the taste comes out.
神家的味道从弟兄姊妔身上出来。
So the taste of God's house comes from brothers and sisters.
我年轻时候不太懂这个。
When I was young, I did not really understand much.
但是真把我带进侍奉。
But the Lord really brought me into service. I thank the Lord.
神家的美丽。 从好多人身上显出来,
and the beauty of God's house is being manifested from many.
我想讲一点,
I would like to share a point.
最近我出去服侍啊, 我到好几个聚会, 我跟他们讲, 我好喜乐。
Recently, I went to different gatherings to serve, and I told them I'm so joyful.
因为你们不像十多年前, 我第一次来的样子。
Because you are no longer like when I first visited you more than 10 years ago.
啊, 不是弟兄姊妹老了, 所以没火气了。
It's not that as brothers and sisters get older, so they don't get angry anymore.
而是基督在里面增加了, 大家彼此相爱的实际出现。
But because Christ has increased in them, therefore the brotherly love has been come out.
这个时候, 这个家的建造就有材料了。
So then now, the material for building God's house is prepared.
这就22章, 28章, 29章里面讲。
So that's what it talks about in chapter 22, 28 and 29.
大卫在他的困难, 在他的苦难中, 得着了许多的金和银, 宝贵的东西。
Through David's difficulties and afflictions, that he has gained all those gold, silver, and precious things.
他说这些我通通为着神的家摆上。
He said that I offered all these up for God's house.
所有我们属灵的经历在基督里面得着的，都是建造神家的材料。
All of the spiritual experiences we have received in Christ are all the material for building God's house.
不再是我们天然的基。
It's no longer our nature self.
当大卫这样献, 他就鼓舞所有神的儿女们。
When David offered up like this, he also encouraged all of God's children.
我们看见那些族长们, 全体的百姓, 每一个人都有。
We see all the chief and also all the people, each one of them have experience to offer up.
而他们奉献的时候, 大卫祷告说,
and when they present the offerings, David prayed that.
他说我们在29章第14节第16节里面,
in verse 29, chapter 29, verse 14,
两次说, 我们把从你而得的再归还给你。
Two times he told God that we offer up what has received from you.
弟兄姊妹, 这个归还, 叫神的荣耀显在他儿女们中间。
And this returning back to God, let God's glory manifest among his children.
我们一切是从他而来, 也借着他, 最后也归给他。
So everything we receive from him and through him at the end return back to him.
这个是神的家。
That's the house of God.
我相信有些弟兄姊妹, 我们都已经尝到了。
I think some brothers and sisters have already tasted.
我们要盼望它变得丰富起来。
We hope that it become abundant.
在神的儿女们中间, 各处各道, 我们去都看见神家的实际显在神儿女们的聚会中。
So in each different places of God's house that we see the reality of God's house being manifested through his children.
那么在神家建造中, 大卫还提一个点, 他说这个殿的样式, 是神亲自用指头画给我的看。And
through the building of God's house, David also pointed that God used his hand in writing, show me the pattern of his house.
这是28章第12节第19节里面讲到。
That's what it says in chapter 28, verse 19.
这给我们看见, 他讲到那个殿外表的样式, 说出今天教会的表现是什么。
He talks about the outward pattern of the house, which shows the what the manifestation.
The expression of the church today.
The expression of church today.
神的丰富要借着教会表现出来。
All the riches of God shall be manifested through church.
第二个啊, 他讲到这个人侍奉的人, 还有那些器皿。
Secondly, he talks about the people who serve and all the vessels.
他讲到祭司和利未人的班次和工作。
And all the courses of priests and Levites and their ministry.
这讲到今天教会我们每一个人都成为侍奉的人，而且我们都是有功用的器皿。
It talks about that each one of us in church are those who serve and we are the vessels with function.
然后讲到呢, 圣殿里面各样的器具。
And all the vessels within the temple.
有灯, 有桌子, 有, 盘碗, 有各样的事物。
All the lamp tables and also basins and all different kind of things.
是讲到每一个弟兄姊妹们 属灵功用的发表。
It talks about the expression of each brother sister's spiritual function.
所以有的人呢, 是发光的。
So some people shine light, shine
有的人供应生命的, 像饼一样,
and some people provide life like the bread.
有的人像盘子, 盛装基督的丰富的,
and some people like plates that with contain the riches of Christ.
弟兄姊妹, 难怪呢, 当所罗门把圣殿建起来以后,
so no wonder when Solomon builds up the temple.
示巴的女王来看到了以后, 她就魂不守舍, 圣经上面讲。
The Queen of Sheba, when she saw it, the spirit left her, the Bible says.
她就羡慕,
and she is full of desire.
弟兄姊妹, 那是教会真实的光景。
That is the true condition of church.
神的同在, 神的丰富, 神的荣耀, 显在弟兄姊妹的每一方面。
That God's presence, riches, and His glory manifest in all different kind of aspects of brothers and sisters.
弟兄们告诉我说, 我可以讲到1点钟。
Brothers told me that I can share till 1 o'clock.
所以我要快快的把最后一段，大卫啊建立强化祭司的侍奉，和大家交通一点。
So at the end, I would like to quickly share with brothers and sisters how David expand and also strengthen the priestly service.
这是在23章到27章。
That's from chapter 23 to
27. 我们看见。 在大卫要临终以前呢，他就安排他的儿子所罗门做王。
We see that before David passed away, he arranged his son Solomon to be the king.
这讲到基督就是我们的平安的主，在教会中做主。
It talks about Christ, who is the Lord of our peace, being the Lord in church.
哥罗西书里面，保罗讲到身体的侍奉和生活的时候，他说我们个人都要让基督的平安在我们里面做主。
So in book of Colossians, when Paul talked about our service in church, he says that each one of us should let the peace of Christ rule within us.
当基督的平安在我们里面做主，那身体的美丽就要显出来。
When the peace of Christ rule within us, then the beauty of the body shall be manifested.
这个侍奉啊，我们可以讲，就是以弗所书第四章里面讲到，成全圣徒，各尽其职。
So this kind of service is like what's mentioned in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, that to perfecting the saints and ministering unto each work.
也可以讲到，就是彼得前书第二章第九节讲到，我们都成为君尊的祭司。
Or just like 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9 talks about we become the royal priesthood.
弟兄姊妹，每一个神的儿女，我们都做有君王尊贵的神的祭司。
Each brother sisters of God's children, we are just like the royal priesthood.
所以我们看见他先是去数典祭司和利未的。
So we see David first number the priests and Levites.
从三十岁以外的才数点。
He start number those 30 years older.
这告诉我们说，他们属灵生命有一定的成熟度。
It talks about their spiritual life should have some kind of maturity.
然后呢，按照神家中各样服事的工作来各尽其职。
And they start their function according to all different ministry within God's house.
然后第三个，他们是分班次的侍奉。
And also they serve according to different courts.
感谢主，我们侍奉呢，有的时候是尽职责，主也有时候让我们休息。
Thank the Lord, sometimes we serve based on our duties, and Lord also let us rest.
在主里面的安息，为着叫我们更得力，到主面前来侍奉。
The rest in the Lord is in order to strengthen us further to serve Him more.
然后在四章二十四章三十一节。
And chapter 24 verse 31.
他那里讲到哈，他说各族的长者与兄弟没有分别。
It talks about that.
最后一句话。
英文不太一样。
没有关系。
It talks about the principal fathers over against their younger brothers.
就告诉我们说，在教会的侍奉里面呢，长幼啊是那么的和谐。
It talks about there is harmony between the older and younger in church service.
没有人的尊卑长幼这样的这种的阶级。
There is no differences between older and younger.
他们侍奉的时候，照着属灵的生命的功用一起发表。
And when they serve according to their spiritual functions, they express together.
我很感谢主，这一次来我看见。翻译的弟兄呢，变年轻了。
I'm so thankful that this time I see our translating brothers become younger now.
司琴的姊妹呢，也很年轻。
And so is our sister who plays piano.
没有年长的弟兄姊妹来的那么成熟
It might be they are not as mature as those who are older.
大家在一起飞大，我们心里面充满了喜乐。
But as brothers and sisters co-work together, our hearts are full of thanksgiving.
我有时候看见这种现象，我里面好像就有膏油被煮高了。
When I see this, I feel that my heart is fully anointed by the Lord.
我们弟兄们他们起来侍奉我们年长弟兄姊妹特别的为他们祷告。
When our younger brothers and sisters start to serve, as elderly brothers and sisters really pray for them, earnestly.
而且私下的我们特别去关心他跟他一起交通。
And we also care about them privately and share with them.
这是教会一个非常美的侍奉的建立。
This is a very beautiful service within church.
我知道在欧洲以前呢，那年轻弟兄上讲台先到年长弟兄家里面讲一遍给他听。
I know that in Europe, when younger brothers have to come up to share, and first he goes to the elderly brother's home to share his message through once.
就帮助他，你这个点呢？少讲一点，那个点呢，加强一点。
Then the elderly brother helped the younger ones and tell him that which point he should add more and which point he should say less.
How beautiful that is. 你羡慕不羡慕我们中间出现这种光景
？Don't you have such desire that the condition appears within us?
很多聚会都觉得我们断层了，我们老化了。
Many gatherings feel that we have this huge gap and feel that we are getting old. But thank the Lord here, there's no such condition.
年轻弟兄姊妹起来的时候, 他们一样认识主的道路, 一样学习,
and when younger brothers raised up, they also understand the way of God and understand His will.
啊, 他们的功用有五方面,
and their functions, there are five different aspects.
先是祭司的功用,
first is the function,
24章1节到19节,
function of priest. That's chapter 24, verse 1 through 9.
祭司是照顾祭坛,
for the priests, they are to take care of the altar. And they put on the showbread in the holy place. And they also light up the lamps in the holy place. The high priest once a year goes into the holy of holies to forgive the sins.
啊, 这些都是祭司的职分。 我们讲到祭司, 我们昨天讲, 他们要受训十年。
Those are all the ministry of priests. Yesterday we talked about they should be trained for 10 years.
我们知道神的器皿呢,是神自己来制作的。
We know that God builds up his vessels himself.
但是在这个制作过程中呢, 神也安排环境, 让他得着合适人的帮助。
And during this making and building process, God also arranged the environment to let those people receive the help from man.
但是这种的养成是在教会中,
and this is to be built up within church, not in school.
所有属灵的认识和功用是在教会里面,
all the spiritual understanding and function is within church that God does it and make it himself.
今天有的人想走捷径的去参加一个训练班一个学校。
Some people today want to take a shortcut to go to certain training schools.
我必须承认, 我年轻蒙召的时候, 我也有这个思想。
I have to confess that when I was young and being called by the Lord, I also have the same thought.
但是那时候主怜悯我。
But the Lord had mercy on me.
我要做的时候, 我学习去问主, 我该不该这样做。
Before I do this, I learned to ask the Lord, should I do it?
结果主很清楚告诉我说, 你回你聚会的地方。
Then the Lord clearly told me that, just return back to where you meet.
从那一天开始, 主就借着弟兄姊妹来训练。
Then from that day on, through brothers and sisters, God trained me.
我以后有机会和大家讲, 弟兄姊妹怎么训练我。
And in the future, if there's chance, I'll share with you how do the brothers and sisters train me. Let me share one point with you.
被安排的教会服侍年轻人福音工作。
At that time, I was being scheduled in the church to serve the young people for gospel's ministry.
我那是研究生，我就带一个大学生，本科生。
I was in graduate school, so I was helping
undergrad. 我带他呢。 这个弟兄就开始喜欢读圣经的。So
I helped this brother, he started to like to read Bible.
有一次主日聚会有爱宴的时候,我在那里排队去拿食物。So
one of the Lord's Day's gathering that I was lining up to take the lunch.
这个年轻弟兄的妈妈在我后面。And
this younger brother's mom was behind me.
他就跟我讲,伯弟兄,我有件事跟你谈谈。She
told me that I would like to share with you about something.
他先说,他说谢谢你照顾我的儿子。
She said, thank you for taking care of my son.
但是请你不要再去找他了。
But would you please don't bother him anymore?
我就很难过, 我问他为什么呢?
I felt so sad, then I asked her why.
他说他现在回家, 第一就读圣经, 就祷告。
She said,
不那么用功读书了。
She said that the first thing he does now when he goes home is to pray and read Bible. He doesn't study anymore.
哇, 那一天你知道, 我整个人呢, 好像这个气球被戳破了, 没有气了。
That day, I felt so disappointed as if the balloon got burst.
啊, 我那天没有心情再跟这个连长姊妹讲话,
and I no longer,
我就去拿我的饭, 就好像没看见他。
I no longer want to speak to this elderly sister. I just went to get my lunch, pretend I did not see her.
弟兄姊妹, 这都是教会的经历。
And those are all the experiences in church.
为什么主把这个经历给我们呢?
Why did the Lord give me such experience?
做祭司。
The Lord trains us to be priests.
训练我们成为侍奉的人。
To train us to become those who serve.
那一段日子啊, 我因为被安排福音看望和照顾, 我每个礼拜四弟兄讲啊, 你不是出去看望, 就要在家里电话看望。
Because at that time I was being arranged to take care of the gospel friends, to care about them. So the brothers told me that it's either you visit them or you call them.
我每次打电话，一看到这个伯母的名字，我就跳过去。
Each time when I call, whenever I see the sister's name, I skip it and I don't call her.
我跟主说，我跟她没话讲了。
I told the Lord that I have nothing to say to her.
她不要我服侍，那我还有什么话讲呢？
Since she doesn't want me to serve her, then what else can I say to her?
但有一天晚上，我忽然很想念这位年长的伯母。
But one night,
因为她实在很爱我，常常做菜给我吃啊。But
one night, all of a sudden, I really miss this elderly sister because she really loves me and also often cooks for me.
我就站在电话旁呢，拿起来又放下。我说主，我不知道第一句话要讲什么。
So I stood next to the phone, I picked up the phone but put it back down and I told the Lord I don't know what to say.
你想想看那一天我拿起来放下三次啊。
I picked up the phone and put it down 3 times.
最后啊，主给我力量，我就拨了号码。
Then finally the Lord gave me strength and I dialed the number.
他一听是我的声音啊，高兴得不得了啊，他叫我名字，他说好久没有跟你讲话了。
Actually, as soon as she heard it's me, then she was so happy. I did not even have to talk first. She said that, oh, I haven't talked to you for so long.
弟兄姊妹，神把我们摆在他的身体，摆在他的家中，训练我们。God
has put us in his body, in his house to train us.
为了叫你我做有君尊的祭司。
To make us become the royal priest.
我们再出来的时候不一样。And
when we come out, it's different.
和弟兄姊妹关系不同。
And the relationship between us and brothers and sisters is different.
这个是我们看见大卫他在那里数典，教导神的百姓。So
we see how David number and teach God's people.
我们看见祭司的功用，然后有唱歌的。And
we see the function of priests, and also we see those singers.
有守门的。Those
who gate watchers.
有掌管殿府库的。
Those who watch over the treasury of God's house, and those officers and judges.
他们要为神的儿女们做判断，我说这个就叫做counseling.
And they should judge over God's people. That is called counseling.
你知道年轻人有时候他需要人生要指点，我们在主里面有学习的人要教导他。
For some young people, they need some direction in their life, and for us who have been taught in the Lord, we should teach them.
我的时间到了。
My time is up.
我快快讲，底下呢，他还建立服侍王的这些班长。
And also he set up different courses, the chiefs, to serve kings.
设立管理各支派的首领。
And set up the rulers who watch over each tribe.
这讲到教会的治理。
It talks about the governing of church.
教会里面要有监督。
There shall be overseers.
圣经上面讲到这治理是做榜样的。
In the Bible, it talks about governing is talking about those are examples.
是保罗讲到治理是走在前面的。
When Paul talks about governing, it talks about those people who walks ahead.
就是别人还没有做之前，自己先学去做。
That is even before other people do it, themselves first have to do it.
然后我们才能做榜样，让别人看该怎么做。
Then we can be the models for others to follow.
今天很多做治理的人很会 outsourcing。
There are many people who manage to do the outsourcing. I bear responsibilities, I give my opinions, but you do it.
这个是世界,
that is the world.
这是该隐的天性,
that's the nature of king. We cannot do this.
我们要求主让我们在这些点上被主得着。
We need the Lord to gain us in those points.
然后讲到王的官长,
and I talk about all the chief captains of the king.
他们是, 你看, 这有一种的是去栽培的。
And there are some who nourish.
这是讲到在教会中属灵的工人的工作。It
talks about the spiritual workers' function.
栽培就有栽种、浇灌、修剪、防虫害，还要收获。To
nourish, there are all those who plant, who sow, who also trim, or also to avoid the harvest.
Pest control.
And pest control.
然后我们看见最后有一批是牧放。 这个牲畜的,
and at the end, we see there are a group who shepherd the herd.
这讲到教会需要牧养,
and we talk about the church needs to be shepherd.
他们需要有人供应食物, 要照顾, 要引领, 要保护。
There should be provision of food to take care to be kept.
其中有一个点讲到最后啊, 王的这个朋友们呢, 有王仲子的师父。
And the very end talk about the companion of the king. They are also the masters for the son of the king's son.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个蒙恩得救的人都是王子。
So for each one of us who are saved by grace are prince.
所以在教会生活里面呢，有一批人呢，要带领儿童、青少年出信造就，这都是训练王子。
So there's a group of people in church who should help the young people or the new believers.
弟兄姊妹，如果一个人自己从来没有在神面前受过训练，被主栽培过，你要去带领别人，是不太合适的。
If someone who has never been trained before the Lord, then for you to lead others, that is not appropriate.
今天还没有显明出来。
Today hasn't been manifested.
将来每一个蒙恩得救的人都要为神做王，永永远远侍奉神。
In the future, every one of us should be the prince for and be the king for God forever and ever.
所以今天所有的环境，神在我们身上做的是王子的训练。
So for all of the environment we go through, what God has done on us is to train us to be the prince.
大卫做王的时候，以色列国就有这种荣耀的光景出现。
When David was a king, that there is such glorious condition in Israel.
但愿我们得着主的话，我们追求得着神所要的侍奉。
Pray that we have received God's word and we seek after what God seeks after the service and worship.
叫主回来之前呢，在地上有一班人叫主的心喜悦和满足。
So before our Lord comes back, there's a group of people on earth to let His heart be pleased.
我们一同有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
我们的主，我们感谢你。
Our Lord, we thank you.
你爱我们，远远超过我们心所能领会、所能明白的。
Your love to us is so far above what we can understand.
你不仅要得着每一个属你的儿女。
Not only you would like to gain each children.
你更要得着教会。成为你的国和你的家。
Furthermore, you would like to gain church, become your kingdom and your house.
愿我们得着你的话语。
Pray that we can be gained by your word.
我们有一个祷告的态度。
And we have the prayer attitude.
让圣灵将你的话语做成在我们中间。
So let the Holy Spirit work among us your words.
好叫你家的实际，你国的荣耀彰显出来。
So the reality of your house and the glory of your kingdom be manifested.
我们为着这三天的聚集献上满心的感谢。
Our hearts are full of thanksgiving for those 3 days of gathering.
愿你祝福你自己的话语。
Pray that you bless your own words.
祝福你的儿女。
Pray that you bless your children.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In the precious holy name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.